amongst the qualities that are praiseworthy, amongst the praiseworthy qualities which the Sharia has encouraged us towards, is the quality of wara, which is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstinence. Now when we talk of wara, then it is, as some of the ulama have explained, فَإِنَّهُ الْإِمْسَاكُ عَمَّا يَضُرُّهُ, it is to abstain from anything that would harm you. So we're talking of the prohibitions as well as the doubtful things, because both that will harm you. And whoever stays away from doubtful things, then as the words of the hadith says, إِسْتَبْرَأَ لِدِينِهِ وَإِرْضِهِ, that person then protects his deen and his own honor. And whoever falls into the doubtful things, then that person falls into haram. And like the hadith says, that like a person, a shepherd, grazing the sheep around the holy sanctuary of the king, very soon that the sheep may cross the line. So the hadith speaks about the fact that halal is clear and haram is clear, and between that is the doubtful things. Now in this era that we're living in, I tell you what, that there are, as I myself, you know, analyze my own behavior, there are very, very few people who stay away from doubtful things. There are very few people who stay away from doubtful things. And we're living in an era where people say, oh no, there is some opinion that permits it. So yes, you know, I'm just practicing on that. There's some scope, there's some leeway, there's some concession. These are the words that become, you know, the extending of the scope or the leeway, the concessions. So when we go down that route, if we become lax with our nawafil, then what happens is we find eventually we start leaving out the sunnah ghayr mu'akkada. And when we leave out the sunnah ghayr mu'akkada, we see that we're leaving out the sunnah mu'akkada. And when we intentionally leave out the sunnah mu'akkada, eventually we leave out the wajibat. And then eventually, at the last straw, we then fall into leaving out our own faraiz. So that's how it goes. It's a natural degeneration, that you lower your level one, and then you find yourself dropping one lower. And you lower yourself one more, and you find yourself dropping one lower. And on the other hand, when you try to pick up your standards and hold very high standards in terms of your deen activities for yourself, then Allah make it easy for you, and you're able to maintain those standards. So let us not just compromise with our standards, and let us establish this high level of abstaining from even the doubtful things. There's a narration. فضل العلم أحب إلي من فضل العبادة. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the virtue of knowledge is more beloved to me than the virtue of worship. وخير دينكم الورع. And the best of your deen qualities is abstinence. دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك. Leave that which creates doubt for that which does not create doubt. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about Albir, righteousness, wal ith, and sin, what is righteousness? The two contrasting things, good and evil. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Albirru husnul khuluq, wal ithmu ma haka fi sadrik, wa karihta an yattali' alayhi an-nas. Albirru husnul khuluq, righteousness is good character, and sin is that which creates the unease. Wal ithmu ma haka fi sadrik, that creates the unease in our chest, in your heart. And you just like that people come to know. And that is the reality of sin, that you're always fearful that when will I be exposed? When will people come to know? And you find yourself under those circumstances all the time. So when we talk of this extreme abstinence, which is referred to as wara, then this is a very broad concept, including our eyes, our ears, our tongue, the stomach, the private organs, our buying and selling and everything. Because it is with these faculties and when engaging in these activities that people fall into the haram via the medium of initially entering into doubtful things. So broadly speaking, if we have to narrow it down, there is wara, abstinence with regards to the tongue, with regards to the stomach, and with regards to the gaze. Inna sam'a wal basara wal fu'ad kullu ulaika. Indeed, the faculty of hearing, the gaze and the heart, all of that will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows the deception of the eyes and what the chest covers up, what is in the bosom of a man. When Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah was asked about khainatul a'yun, what is this deceptive, the deceiving gaze, he says it is a person who's amongst people. Fatamurru bihil mar'ah, and a lady passes by and he catches a secret glimpse of her. That is the deception of the eye. That is the deception of the eye, and we need to understand. So that is the one aspect. Then in terms of other parts of the body, the hadith speaks about إن العبد لا يتكلم بكلمة ما يتبين فيها يهوي بها في النار أبعد ما بين المشرق والمغرب. The person utters a statement and he doesn't think much of it. He doesn't understand what is wrong with that. For him, he thinks of it just as a statement. Yet as the result of that, he falls into Jahannam. The distance is further than the east and the west. When we say ma yatabayyanu, meaning doesn't pay much attention to it. He doesn't think of it, that is there goodness in this or is there evil in it. Yet the consequences is really so grave that the person doesn't fathom the consequences. In the famous story of the incident of slandering Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Zainab radiallahu anha, Zainab binti Jahsh, with regards to Aisha, and what is it that you have to say in this matter? And she simply kept quiet and she said that I am protecting my ears and my eyes. Ma alimtu illa khayran. I do not know it, but good about her. Even qalat wa hiya allati kanat tusamini min azwaj an-nabi. Fa'asamahu Allah bil wara. She was the one who was the greatest competitor. Now look at us, just for a moment, think of it, that here's a chance, here's your competitor, here's the one who's vying for the same position that you are. In the work environment, you both want to get that promotion, and the boss is asking you, what do you think about that person? And here's an opportunity to nail him, to get back at him. Or, you know, in other circumstances, in the class, two girls are competing for the first position, and the teacher asks, what do you think about that person? We would have jumped on the opportunity, we would have, held on to it, and used the opportunity to run down the other person, because that is your competitor. However, they were co-wives, they were the ones, Aisha radiallahu anha says that, from all the other wives, the one that was, was the greatest competitor in terms of, she could compete in terms of beauty, in terms of intelligence, in terms of lineage, in terms of position, was Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yet Zainab radiallahu anha remains silent and says, I protect Ahmi Sam'i wa Basari, I'm protecting my ears and my eyes, I won't say anything. And this is what we're talking of, this high quality of abstinence. May Allah give us the understanding.